If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Troy Kimmel is a veteran meteorologist in Austin. You also work with Texas A&M. Can you describe what you do, Troy?
Yeah, I actually am involved now. I taught at the University of Texas for a long time, 36 years. I retired there now, but now involved as an incident response meteorologist for emergency management for some various agencies around the Austin area.
So you have been closely watching what is happening.
Unfortunately, too closely. This is, as you point out, a disaster. I think if we are humans, we've got to sit back and look at this and really take a deep dive into it and see what failed us here. And it's frankly, I can tell you and your audience that I know the people at the National Weather Service, Austin, San Antonio. I work with them every day, and that office is devastated by what they see. And I'll tell you that they did their job. I will tell you that office had five people working the overnight shift Thursday night into Friday morning, which is the Kerrville event, and even additional people working. Even though they're short staffed, they had additional people working with the floods, which have created additional death and injuries in the Austin area as well. So this is... This has been very depressing for emergency management. It's been very depressing for the weather enterprise in this country. And it's also, it just takes a toll on us. It's amazing. And as you pointed out so well, with this disaster.
Absolute disaster. And someone had reported on RFD TV that enough water that came down into the Guadalupe would equal a month and a half of water that goes through Niagara Falls. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but can you put into our mind, give us a visual of how much water fell and what caused this river? I mean, I've tubed it. I spent time in Houston in the Hill Country and just can't imagine that kind of water rising that quickly.
Yeah. And that's part of the crux of our problem is that people do not appreciate moving water. We shower in water. We bathe in water. We swim in water in swimming pools. And I think in a way, we sort of consider water to be our friend. I'm telling you that when you take a stream or a river like the Guadalupe River or rivers closer to Austin like the Blanco River or the some of the river's tributaries out over the Hill Country, and you start taking a 20 or 25-foot wall of water coming down those rivers, water will kill you in a second. And we're seeing that now, unfortunately. And we've got to do a better job communicating to people about those risks. I wish that some way we could send an emergency manager to every person's home. We could send a meteorologist from the Weather Service to everyone's home to tell them what to do. We can't do that. We've got to connect with the public and tell them how to protect themselves and what they need to do. This is what is why we're in the shape and the disaster we're dealing with down here now. I want to see more of the emergency management plans for the Texas Hill Country camps on these rivers that you've been on before.
Right.
I want to see that. I think we need to see that and see what plans were in place and when they were exercised. Our National Weather Service office in Austin, San Antonio, I'll tell you, did a heck of a job. And I would, the people that hit the buttons on those flash flood warnings are friends of mine, so I'm probably biased, but I will tell you, those men and women did their job.
Yeah. At least 95 deaths, that's what's being reported, 27 children, many more missing, complete, utter tragedy and a heartbreak for anyone in that area. And the Hill Country, in case you aren't familiar with that part of Texas, it's like going camping in Wisconsin. If you're in Texas, you're going to go there to Green, you're going to visit Green Hall, you're going to camp along the rivers. There's lots of camps along those rivers, right?
Right. And those camps, do those camps have emergency action plans? That's another question we, as supposedly a caring society, have got to ask at this point. And what did they say they were going to do? We have at least the Associated Press is reporting that we have one camp that self-evacuated on their own and got all their people out hours before it got. Why is that different from what we saw in other camps? Those are some of the answers we're going to have to go in there and really do a deep dive to do this. And you so well point out, this Texas Hill Country is a beautiful place. These low water crossings are beautiful, but not when a 20 or 30 foot wall of water is coming down at you. And I'll tell you that, look at the number of deaths that occurred. It also stresses what we tell. The National Weather Service in Chicago does the same thing. They say, turn around, don't drown. Most flash flood deaths occur at night. You will find the majority of these occurred at night. People do not have good situational awareness. And I'll also tell you the holiday, for what you said, is going to be a contributing factor. People were there to have fun. They were there to camp. These kids were in camps where their parents entrusted the camps to take care of them. This was to be a joyous occasion, which has ended up so sad.
Yeah, and the first responders have just done a heroic job, haven't they?
Yeah. Yes, they have. And I will tell you that I have friends that are out there right now that I worry about, because they have seen things that none of us should see in our lives.
Right.
And I will tell you that. I can tell you that. I know that firsthand. And we've got to complete that job. And when we complete that job, then we go back and do a deep dive. We find out exactly what happened and how it happened in this event. And hopefully we learn this one.
Thank you so much, Troy, for joining us. I'm heartbroken by the whole situation and sending love and prayers to everybody who has been impacted, including your colleagues and your coworkers and people that you know who are out there in the role of a first responder, whose lives are in danger and whose mental health will be impacted for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. You're exactly correct. And
thank you for offering
the invitation. It's been good talking to you.
Absolutely. I hope you'll come back. That is Troy Kimmel, longtime veteran meteorologist and a big part of UT. And he's just well-informed, as you just heard. So maybe we can check back in with him tomorrow. Our friend Tom Skilling put us in contact with him. So you know he only knows the best in the biz.